好，我们先翻开圣经到撒母耳记下第六章。
Now let us turn to the book of Samuel, 2 Samuel chapter 6.
撒母耳记下第六章，我们下午要从第九节来跟大家分享起。
So this afternoon we will study 2 Samuel chapter 6 from verse 9.
我们早上有提到乌撒为什么会被神击杀呢？
So in the morning we have discussed about how the reason why Uzzah was killed by the Lord.
在第七节里面我们可以看到，如果用神的角度来看这一个事件。
So if you're looking from the God's perspective to assessing this incident.
圣经告诉我们的就是神认定乌撒做的这些事情是一种错误。
And we can see that God considered what Uzzah did was a mistake, was an error.
那我们早上有跟大家分享这个错误的第一重的意思。
So in the morning we have discussed about the first aspect of the error.
叫做不符合真理的动作。
That is the action that not in accordance to the truth.
以至于造成对神是一种不礼虔的行为。
And therefore, this is the action that is against the law.
所以我们以真理的角度来看这件事情。
Therefore, if we study this incident from the perspective of the truth,
我们就不会感觉到说神他公义过分那么非常不讲情面的那么把乌撒击杀掉了。
And we will not consider God as being over righteous and instruct Uzzah to death.
那我们下午要用信仰生活的角度来看这件事。
And this afternoon we will study this topic from the aspects of religious life.
这个错误它在英文里面所代表的第二种含义很简单，叫草率。
And the second meaning for this error is being ignorant.
那如果我们用中文去了解它就是态度上就是马马虎虎的虚应一应那随随便便聊聊草草。
So if we study in the in-depth meaning for this word, it is the within the very easy attitude and feeling really casual about things.
当乌撒他伸手去扶住神耶柜的时候。
So when Uzzah held out his hand to trying to support the Ark of the Covenant.
那么当乌撒他违背了神，他在这个旧约时代的一个对耶柜的一个律例的教导的时候。
And when his action was actually against the teaching of the law.
如果我们用他信仰生活的角度去看他，我们的神评定是说。这个人的信仰态度真的太随便了。
And if we consider this matter from the aspect of religious life, we can see that Uzzah is having a very casual attitude and towards the faith.
那我们从什么地方来做思考呢？
So from what aspect that we can study in depth?
我们从第九节我们来开始看这件事情。
Now let us study verse 9.
大卫因为神他把乌撒击杀掉了。
So David, because the Lord has struck down Uzzah.
所以大卫他内心里面产生了一种感觉。
Therefore, he start having this feeling.
他说：“这个神的约柜，怎么会运到我的大卫城来安放呢？”
Therefore, he start thinking to himself, "How can the Lord, how can the Ark of the Lord come to me?"
所以后来大卫他做的决定就是把神的约柜在第十节说运到一个叫做加特人俄别以东的家里面去。
And therefore, David took it aside into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite.
那十一节就记载说这个约柜在俄别以东的家中放了三个月。
And in verse 11, it says here, the Ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months.
那产生了什么样的结果呢？
And what are the consequences?
圣经十一节的下半节说，耶和华赐福给俄别以东和他的全家。
And the outcome is the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household.
好，那么十二节又记载说，不是只有给俄别以东跟他的全家，圣经加了一句说，和一切属他的。
So not only just Edom being blessed, but all of the people who related to him are all blessed.
就是跟俄别以东生活周遭相关的这一些人，我们的神都因为约柜停放在他家的缘故，赐福给他们。
So the people related to Edom were all blessed because of the Ark of the Covenant.
我们这个生长在台湾哈，讲的是台湾话。
So we grew up in Taiwan and we speak Taiwanese.
那一样同一个这个发音哈，但是有时候哈，它代表的含义会不大一样。
And there are words sometimes they pronounce the same, yet they have different meanings.
这个要台湾文化背景才听得懂。
And normally, if you're coming from Taiwan, you will understand the cultural aspects more.
你妈妈的兄弟你怎么称呼呢
？How do you call your mother's brothers?
舅舅对不对
？So you call them uncle.、
那个舅舅台湾话叫做阿姑。
So in Taiwanese,、it's 阿姑。
阿姑哈、哦、好。Yeah. 那如果我介绍说哈、哦，这一个是我姑啊，
是、so, 吧？
阿姑那个是平音对不对？那我说这个是我的姑啊，拉高了哈、哦，那代表什么意思？
So for the term agu, if you pronounce the intonation higher, which is gua, what is the meaning of it?
那它代表的就是我太太的兄弟。
And the meaning changes to my brother,、my wife's brother.
拉高了哈，好。
So gua means my wife's brother.
现在声量要下降哈，这样，这是我姑啊，
姑
啊。
If the intonation goes downwards, it becomes gua.
什么意思？那个一表三千里的亲属关系了。哦、关系很远的啦，有关系啦、哦、是我大姨妈的表哥的儿子的太太的弟弟、啊、什么关系、啊、
So the meaning
这个叫姑啊
So 姑啊 means that you are the very distant relatives、
哦、所以一样的一个音、哦、但是那个音调高低不一样、哦、它代表的、哦、音调拉高拉低它代表的含义会不一样、哦、
So for the same word with different intonations then the meaning changes、
哦、那如果从这个角度、哦、说神祝福给俄别以东的全家包括一切属他的所以这个阿姑姑啊姑啊全部都蒙受神的恩典、哦、
So if we are seeking things from this perspective, then everything that belongs to Obed-Edom, including all his families, are all blessed.、啊、
那从这里、哦、我们可以看到，哎，这个有人把这个讯息耶和华赐福给俄别以东家这个讯息跟大卫讲。
And here we can see that someone told David about the news about Obed-Edom bless the house of、哦、being blessed.
那你看到十二节哈、哦，大卫怎么样？想法思考角度改变了
and then we can see from verse 12 then David the way David's thinking has changed、
哦、所以他就怎么样他就讲哎呀这个约柜是一个能够让神赏赐福气的这么好的一个什么、哦、这么好的一个属神代表神的一个象征物怎么可以放在俄别以东他家呢
so then his mindset changed and his attitude changed and he now considered the Ark of Covenant as a symbol of God's abundance and a blessing
好那我要请教大家一个问题了哈
now I want to ask you a question
约柜到底是一个吉祥物还是一个凶器杀人的凶器
So for the Ark of Covenant is it a lucky object or is it a curse
有答案吗
Do you have an answer to that
奇怪这个乌撒碰到约柜对不对死翘翘
So when Uzzah touched the Ark and then he died immediately
那现在俄别以东碰到约柜恩典满满
And Obed-Edom when he had the Ark of Covenant at his house and he was greatly blessed
所以大卫他说、哦、哎呀这个金鸡母会生金蛋这放在林若山他家太可惜了搬到林三伟他家来放才对啊
So from David
金鸡母怎么可以放到他家让他家得到福气呢
So from David's perspective, and he will be eagerly wanting the Ark of Covenant back to be blessed.
那我问约柜到底是吉祥物还是凶器、哦、我倒不如用另外一个角度请大家思考。
So I would like to ask you to consider this matter in a different perspective.
信仰、哦、我们现在所从事的这份信仰的追求对我们来讲、哦、是好还是不好
So the pursuit of our faith, is it a blessing or is it not a blessing?
信仰好吗?
Is it a good thing?
大家都点头哈。
Everyone's nodding head.
这个是真耶稣教会信徒标准的理性思维的，不好要讲好啊。
So this is the
哪里能够讲信仰不好？讲信仰不好， 神等一下从天上打雷一轰死掉了就完蛋了。
So this is a textbook answer for all the teachers in Memphis because we'll all be afraid that we'll be cursed.
但是我们扪心自问哈。
But when you ask yourself,
这份信仰给你的感受真的是好吗？你能够去肯定它吗
？What does this faith bring it to you? Can you actually 100% reassure yourself?
那换句话说，你能够去触摸到信仰对你的那个效益吗？那个价值吗？那个好吗
？Can you feel the benefits, the effectiveness of the faith bring it to your life?
好好，我们来看这个约柜放在乌撒他家到底放了多久的时间。
Now let us look into how long did this Ark of Covenant stay in Uzzah's house.
我们来看撒母耳记上第七章。
Let us turn to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 7.
在撒母耳记上的第五章是讲到这个以利的时代，那么约柜被非利士人掳走了。
So in chapter 5 it mentions about the Ark of Covenant was taken by the Philistines.
那么约柜所到之处啊，这个非利士人遭遇了相当大的灾殃啊。
And where the Ark of Covenant being to, that all the people of Philistines are all being cursed.
撒母耳记上五章哈，从第三节开始哈。
And that is study from
第三节以下，就可以看到放到他们的神庙里面。那第二天早上起床，那这个大滚庙啊，在里面的这些偶像全部都断头、断手、断脚啊。
So chapter 5 verse 3, it says that all the idols that was next to the Ark of Covenant are all being all scattered.
那么到了第六节哈，说神让这些非利士人怎么样，长痔疮啊。
And also in verse 6, it mentions that tumors 就是像肿瘤类似
肿瘤啊，
对，就是
大家不要会说哈，这个不是肛门长痔疮，说哈让你坐立难安那个痔疮啊，哈
，It's not
中文的翻译有一点怪怪的。
So there's a discrepancy between Chinese and English. In English, it's tumors, while in Chinese, it's hemorrhoid.
他讲的是一种老鼠传染的一种老鼠性的鼠疫啊，老鼠的。传染的一种细菌的疾病。
So it's actually an infectious disease that's spread by the rats.
那中文为什么翻译成痔疮？这个我就不大清楚了。
And I do not understand why in Chinese it's translated as hemorrhoids.
所以每到一个城市哈，那个城市就遭遇到的苦难呐、患难呐。
So in every city the Ark of Covenant visited, they're all being plagued.
所以后来非利士人哈很害怕，就说哇，这个约柜不是我们能服侍的了，送回去还给以色列人。
And therefore, the people of Philistines, they were really afraid of the Ark of Covenant, and therefore wanting this Ark to be sent back.
所以到了撒母耳记上第七章的第一节、第二节。
Therefore, when we study First Samuel chapter 7, verse 1 and 2.
好，那么他们把约柜送到了一个叫做亚比拿达这一个祭司的家里面。
And then later on, they brought the Ark of Covenant into the house of Abinadab.
好，那第二节记载说，哈，约柜放在他家放了几年？二十年。
And in verse 20, it mentioned that the Ark of Covenant was there in the house for 20 years.
那这个时候以色列百姓还没有进入到立王的时代哦。
And this was before the age when the people of Israel had a king.
所以你看撒母耳记上第八章，第八章以后他们才要求说要立王哦。
So after chapter 8, then that's when they start seeking for a king.
那以色列的第一任王叫扫罗王。
So the first king of the kingdom of Israel, his name is Saul.
扫罗王哈。
Yeah, King Saul.
那么按照使徒行传十三章二十一节的经文哈，我们就电脑做一下就好哈。
So according to Acts of
使徒行传十三章二十一节。
Acts of Apostles chapter 13 verse 21.
圣经告诉我们扫罗作王多久？四十年。
And here we can see that king, Saul was the king for the kingdom of Israel for 40 years.
那这个约柜放在亚比拿达的家中几年呢？六十年了哈。
So
二十年再加一个四十年哦，查得到数据的啦，六十年了。
So in total, the Ark of Covenant was in somebody's house for a good 60 years.
那现在大卫起来当第二任的王。
And now David is now the second king of the kingdom.
大卫前七年都是跟外族人征战，他没有时间做他国家的经济建设。
So for the first 7 years of his king of his reign, he was busy battling.
那后来 这个七年征战的日子完毕之后，那么大卫他才有办法从事他这个国家里面的各项的建设。
And after 7 years, that's when David can finally have time to start constructing the country.
所以大卫就在耶路撒冷的附近，他建造了一座叫大卫城。
Therefore, close to Jerusalem, he built a city of David.
啊，那大卫城建造完毕之后，现在他要把约柜从亚比拿达的家里面移送到大卫城来放。
And after the city was built, that's when he wants to move the Ark of Covenant from Abinadab's house to his city.
我去查了圣经学家所提供的一些历史资料的背景。
And I have researched some historical backgrounds for this incident.
从大卫登基到这个大卫城的建设完毕，哦，那么圣经学家所提供给我们的参考的数据是最少十年，最少，哦，十年。
So from David became the king until his kingdom finally accomplished, it took about 10 years.
所以我们可以说，哦，这个约柜放在亚比拿达的家里面放了几年，最少放了70年。
So we can see that this Ark of Covenant was in Abinadab's house for good 70 years.
你翻阅的这本神给我们的这一本啊，这个真理的这个依据哈，翻阅整本圣经哈，看不到亚比拿达他的家，因为约柜的缘故，神赏赐给他们什么样的福气，完全看不到。
But if you study through the Bible, you could not see any evidences, any traces that Abinadab was blessed because of the Ark of Covenant.
好，那现在约柜放在这个俄别以东的家。
But now the Ark of Covenant was in Obed-Edom's house.
3个月。
For 3 months.
好，一个放了七十年。
And another person who had it for 70 years.
一个放了3个月。
And the other person only had it for 3 months.
放了七十年，这一个老信仰的祭司的家庭被神击杀。
And then this household who were the priests of the Lord, they were actually killed.
那放了三个月，这个俄别以东的家庭加特人啊，哈，表面上看起来好像是外族人的样子啊，哈，还是住在加特的以色列人啊，哈，哎，这个家庭。兴旺啊，神一直赏赐福气恩典啊。
And on the other hand, the Gittites that Obed-Edom was greatly blessed by the Lord.
那所以我才问说，那约柜到底是吉祥物还是凶物
？Therefore, it's the reason why I'm asking you if the Ark of Covenant is a lucky object or not a lucky one.
那我讲到这里哈，我就想起哈，我曾经注目过一间教会哈。那有一个70几岁的老姐妹，她得到神的恩典，她到了70几岁才来接受洗礼，成为神的子民。
And I once resided in one church, and I met this old lady who later on became a sister of the church, and she came to believe in Jesus for around his late 70s, and he became a believer.
那有一天，安息日聚会，我领会结束以后，这两个老姐妹，一个刚信主才几个月的老姐妹，70几岁，还有另外一个老姐妹也70几岁，信主70几年，因为出生就是真耶稣教会的信徒哈。
So one Sabbath afternoon, I was talking to these two sisters. One is newly baptized, and the other one was born as a Christian, and they both are in their 70s.
哦，两个都跟我招手，传道，请你来一下。
And they both waving their hands and asked me to come.
哎。啊，这个信主70几年的老姐妹就说：“传道要请你来评评理啦，主耶稣实在太没有理了。”
So the old sister who has been believing for 70 years, she came to me and said, "Preacher, please come and making a rule between."
哦，那到底凭什么理呢？
And what do I need to do for her?
这个信主几个月的这个老姐妹，70几岁的老姐妹哈，她说：“传道满心感谢神的恩典呐。”
And the other newly baptized the old sister, and she said to me that I'm really grateful for the blessings of the Lord.
我身体很不好啊，很严重的关节炎啊，很严重的风湿症。这个只要天气一变哈，我就全身酸痛，很痛苦啊。
So I used to have very, very poor health and had an arthritis. So when the weather changes, that's when I would be in pain.
哎，我就向神祷告哈，神全部跟我医治了。我现在你看。表演给我看，你看，全部都好了，感谢神啊，恩典满满啊。
So I pray to the Lord, and then I now fully recover from my arthritis, and I can move freely. And thanks for the grace.
信耶稣真好啊
！It's so great to believe in Jesus.
那现在这个信了70几年的老姐妹说：“多好，多好。”
And then the other sister who had been believing for 17 years, she said, what is so good about it?
我们的神骗心骗得太厉害了, 叫喜新厌旧啊。
So God is showing partiality, and he only likes the newly baptized.
传道，我也是关，就是我也是这个关节炎风湿症啊，我也是祷告了好几十年了，到现在什么动静都没有啊。
So I also have the same condition. I have arthritis, and I've been praying for this sickness for so many years, yet nothing happened to me.
那我这个信七十几年的比不上信几个月的啊，这个你看，主耶稣是不是喜新厌旧太严重了？
So I've been believing for so long, while the other person only believing for a couple of months, and so God is definitely showing partiality.
是吗？
Is it true?
得到神恩典的判别点到底是什么？
So what is the determined point of for you to decide whether someone is receiving the blessings?
绝对不是你信主的资历，不是你的信仰的年数有多久的。
So what it really matters is that not how long you believe or how many years you believe in the Lord.
你对神的信仰态度决定神要不要赏赐给你恩典福气。
On the contrary, it was the attitude and your mindset that determined how God will bless you or not.
圣经哈, 白纸写黑字, 对不对?
So we can read the Bible and it's clearly written in black and white. And it's universal.
不管你是黄种人、白种人、黑种人, 要认识神, 要得到恩典福气, 就这一本圣经, 没有第二本。
So no matter what race you are, and to receive a blessing from the Lord, you only need to read that Bible.
奇怪的，这个穷人看这本圣经，看到最后，每次跪下来祷告就感谢神，还会掉眼泪，恩典满满，看这本圣经。So
for me, Felicia is reading this Bible, and then she will be tearful, and she will be kneeling down to pray and be thankful to the Lord.
我们经兄看这本圣经，看到最后就是麻木麻木的了，也不好也不坏，就这样，例行性，习惯性，反正就来教会就对了。
Well, the other brother, Brother John, maybe reading the Bible and thinking, oh, I don't feel anything special about this.
那我这个林弟兄啊，我这个林传道看圣经看到最后，抱怨一大堆啊，神实在太偏心了，神都没有给我恩典，我什么事向神求都没有用。
Well, myself as a preacher, I read the Bible, yet I was feeling really disappointed because no matter what I asked for, God never listened to me.
那是神偏心，神出问题吗？
So is this a problem of God?
圣经使徒行传神告诉我们说，他是一个最公正、从不偏待人的神啊。
So in the book of Apostles, and it tells us that God is just and He's never showing any favoritism.
好，那该检讨的是谁？该检讨是我们啊，我们对神抱出什么样的信仰生活态度啊？
So we really need to ponder upon is what sort of attitude and what sort of mindset that we have towards faith.
为什么一样都这本圣经，有人入门之后满心感谢，有人抱怨连连？为什么会有这些差异性存在？
Why all of us are reading the same Bible, yet some of us were feeling really grateful to what they have received from the Lord, and the other one will be complaining and moaning about never receiving any blessings from the Lord.
是我们对神的信仰态度，你怎么样去呈现出来啊？
And this is actually our attitude towards faith, that how we show.
那我常常发现，这个我们人有一个很严重的毛病。
And I often noticed that all of us will have a common problem.
无论是对人，那么或者是对一个事件，刚开始的时候，我们都是会抱着一个比较高度的一个热忱的态度。
And no matter who we are, and towards certain matters, we always showing great enthusiasm in the very beginning.
以我跟我太太来讲，我那时候还在追她，我们还没有结婚。
So for make myself as an example, before I myself got married with my wife.
只要他打电话来，我就很喜乐。
So every time when she rang me, I'll be very happy.
我会看一看，算一算，我去查那个青年的婚姻信仰名册，我发现我太太不应该来世界上当人，因为她的生日找不到。
And I often search her up from the
2月30日出生。
And I try to search up her information from the useless, and then her birthday is not exist because it's on the 30th of Feb.
在台湾我们有这个青年婚姻名册啊，未婚青年，我偷偷去查，怎么他说2月30日出生呢？我一直很期待他的生日，我能够送他一些礼物啊。 拉近彼此之间的关系吗？
So in Taiwan, we have a booklet that recorded all the single users' information, and I searched her up, and her date of birth is on the 30th of February, which I was really disappointed because I was trying to organize her birthday present.
那后来才知道，原来是这个输入错误啊。
And later on,
是二月三十号啊，不然她不应该出生在她在这个世界，人类的世界啊。
Later on, I realized it was a printing error, then that that's the reason why her birthday is not existing.
应该是七月三十号了哈，打成二了哈。好
，It is 30th of July。
那我当时哈，1983年的时候，我还在台北市上班。
So in 1983, when I was still working in Taipei。
我那个时候我这个每个月的薪资哈，是当时新台币啊哈，新台币大概是12,000块左右。
So that time, 1983
年的时候,
in 1983, I earned about $12,000 in Taiwan.
一直等到他生日快到的哈，我每天这个裤带勒得很紧啊，但一个欠长勒多啊，裤带勒得很紧啊哈，肠子都变小了，胃都变小了，为了要节省一点钱哈，然后我花了半个月的薪水去买毒药送给他。
Yeah. So I to prepare for her birthday present, I was saving very, very hard and trying very, very hard to buy a present for her, and I bought her poison.
你不要想说我害她，毒药是什么？大家知道吗
？And I bought a poison for her. Do you know what is the poison?
Christian Dior poison.
Yeah, that's the perfume from Christian Dior.
那个是香水的品牌哈。
Yeah, that's the name of the perfume.
他生日的时候，我花了一个月，花了半个月的薪水买了一瓶香水去送给他。
So when that's her birthday, I save up half of my salary to buy her a present.
然后哈，祝你生日快乐哈！一只手接过来，还不是两只手啊？一只手接过来看你一下，跟你笑一笑说谢谢。
So,
很快乐哈。
So I gave her the birthday present and she took it with one hand and said thank you and I was really really happy.
那只要下雨天我就打电话去他公司给他。
And every day when it's on the rainy day, I will ring her in her office.
我说现在在下雨虽然是这个毛毛细雨请你等我我会去接你我们一起去吃晚餐
So it's raining now, even though it only drizzles, but I will wait for you and we'll go to dinner together.
很期待能够跟她见面
And I was longing to see her.
叫相敬如宾嘛，来宾的宾嘛彬彬有礼的彬嘛
So we respect each other.
笑脸都是给外人看，对自己家人从来没有笑脸，是不是这样
？So you only put up a smiley face to the outsiders, not to your family.
时间久了会这样时间久了会变成相敬如宾冰棒的冰
So after a long time, you then will treat each other as icy cold.
那等到成为我太太了，结婚了。
And later on when she became my wife and we got married.
没有几，我记得没有几个月的时间呢。
And I do remember not after a long time, a few months later.
刚好到外面去买东西啊。
And we went out together to shop.
他说打电话给我说这个外面下雨你是不是来接我一下？
And she went out shopping and then it's raining, so she rang me and said, "Can you pick me up?"
我跟他讲说电话不要挂当时没有手机都是有线电话，电话不要挂我就跑到我们家窗户打开，我就这样。没有湿毛毛细我打电话说这种雨淋也不会湿，你自己回来就好了如果淋湿了，回家洗洗澡就解决了嘛，你不要下次要再跑这一趟
So after a few months after we got married, and then she rang me and said it's raining now, can you pick me up? And I said, I went out, said do not hang up the phone. I went out to check, and then it's not raining that hard. So I said to her, it's only drizzle, so you can come back by yourself. And even if you got wet, you can take a shower.
我就记得她跟我讲一句话
And I remember she said to me,
你变了。
You have changed.
我变了。
Yeah, I have changed.
是吗？我有没有变？
Have I changed?
我还是我
I'm still myself.
但是我对他的态度不一样。
But my attitude has changed.
他在我内心里面的重要程度降低了。
So her priority in my heart has gone downwards.
那你用这个角度不管对人对一个东西你就要时间在我们手头上时间一久我们跟他之间的那个什么 那种感觉、哦、那个冷却度一定会增加、啊、越来越冷，本来哇哇宝贝啊怎么样啊、哦、叮叮当当啊对不对、哦、到后来、哦、叮叮当当
so no matter
大吼小叫、啊、
so no, interpersonal relationship or in terms of any matters you definitely your attitude will grow cold by the time goes by、哦、as time goes by
那我们刚进入耶稣基督这一份信仰得到救恩你跟神之间的亲密感会不会比较好
So when you first believe in Jesus you will have better intimacy with the Lord and that's called the honeymoon period
每天不去教会没有祷告不读圣经你会觉得好像我今天过得没有 很充实满足度不够
If every day you do not go to church you do not devote yourself to Bible study or hymn singing you feel like I'm actually not feeling satisfied
那现在信主经过了三五十年现在呢
How about now? After you believe in Jesus for 30 to 40, 50 years How do you feel
每天你有祷告吗
Do you pray every day?
每天有读经吗
Do you study Bible every day?
教会聚会没有来会觉得很难过吗不会啦全部都不会啦、啊、晚上睡觉、啊啊啊、就倒下去了连哈利路亚都喊不出来、啊、
So even when before you go to bed and before you do your last prayer for the night you, before you can say Amen you will fall asleep
好我们来看哥罗西书第一章
Let's turn to the book of Colossians, chapter 1.
好，请看哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians, chapter 1.
好，请看十八节。
Verse 18.
好，我们这本圣经，我们的神给我们的，我们跟他之间的亲密程度，哈，我们跟他之间应当要有的关系。
And he mentions that the relationship we should have with the Lord.
好，十八节最后这句话说。使他可以在凡事上居首位
So that in all things he may have the preeminence
我们的神都是优先、啊、在我们的心目当中他永远都应当优先摆在第一位的
So we should say
所有的事情他都要是优先第一位的
So above all things God should be our preeminence should be our top priority
所以我才会说我们对神对神所呈现出来的信仰生活态度
Therefore our life and our attitude and our lifestyle will reflect on our faith
你有没有感觉好像越来越习惯化越来越形式化然后越来越麻痹化然后越来跟神之间的亲近感越来越下降尊重度越来越差
Do you feel like more and more you are distant from the Lord and you feel like you are less close to him and you show less respect to him
我曾经注目这间教会，这间教会它这个早上都有这个晨祷啊，哈，早上老人家嘛，哈，大概都是六点就开始来教会有祷告。
So I once resided in a church and they have morning prayer sessions at 6 o'clock in the morning.
那祷告这一天的晨祷结束之后，哈，有一个80岁的老奶奶她来找我。
And after the morning prayer session, there was this old lady who was in her 80s came to see me.
我看她眼眶有一点红红的，表示刚刚祷告，她是伤心掉过眼泪的。
And I saw her her eyes were red, so I knew that she had cried.
然后她握着我的手说：“传道，拜托你帮助我祷告，求主耶稣一定要救我，无论如何一定要救我，我80岁啦。”
So she held my hand and said, "Preacher, please pray for me. And I'm only 80 years old. And then please pray to the Lord for my recovery."
我问她说，到底是发生什么事呢
？So I asked her what happened.
原来她的事情是这样子哈。
So this is what happened.
她结婚之后，她的先生已经不在了哈。他们就生一个女儿。
So after this lady got married to her husband, her husband passed away, and they have one daughter.
那她的女儿嫁到台北市啊，哈，那个首都嘛，哈，哈，很繁华的一个城市。
And then the daughter married to the Taipei City, which is a big metropolitan city.
那台湾一年大概没有特别意外哈，那个10个台风来侵袭哈，是常有的事情。
And in Taiwan, that we normally have typhoons that will come to visit Taiwan for at least 10 times.
那一次气象局发布哈，这个是强烈台风要来侵袭台湾。
And there's one that there's a typhoon forecast to visit Taiwan.
所以这个当女儿的就打电话给她的妈妈。
So then the daughter rang mom.
说妈妈，这个强烈台风这个侵袭台湾 我看你住的那个我们祖先这个什么这个遗留下来的这个房子哈、哦，我看安全性不好啊。
And so she rang the mom and told her that the first degree of typhoon has come to visit Taiwan, and the house you are living in, and I'm a bit concerned about the safety.
所以是不是拜托你哈、哦、来台北来我家里面哈、哦？住一段时间
，So yeah, please come.
一起住也没有关系啦。
Please come to live in Taipei with me.
哦，要不然这个如果台风来的话，哈、哦，这个你自己一个人在这个老房子里面，哈、哦，然后又产生什么意外的话，哈、哦，啊，如果你受到什么伤害，我这个会很伤心呐、啊。哦，拜托你来。
So please come to live with me because when a typhoon visits Taiwan, I'm just very worried about the safety of the old house you're living in.
那这个妈妈经不起她女儿这样子的一个讲话哈，那就打包了哈，然后就坐着火车哦到台北去了。
So mom was convinced by her daughter, and therefore she packed up everything and then went on the trip to Taipei.
那经过了差不多一个月左右的时间哈，她跟她女儿说哈，我待不住了，我要回乡下。
So after about a month, that she told her daughter that I don't want to stay anymore. I want to go back to my home.
因为哈、哦，这个乡下的房子哈、哦，土地大大的哈、哦，然后还可以有一些菜园种菜，哦，生活的空间很广。那他逃得去哈、哦，关在那个鸽子笼里面了，你知道吗？哦，关在一个小小的房子里面啊、哦，因为他女儿住在大楼的第十七楼啊。
Okay, so the house that she was in the countryside, she had her own land and also had her own vegetable garden, while the daughter is living in a small apartment like a pigeonhole.
那白天呢，女婿、女儿两个孙子一大早就全部上班的上班，上课的上课。
And during the daytime, the daughter and the son-in-law plus the two grandchildren are all going to work or going to school.
那他的女儿跟他交代说：“哈，妈妈，你不要乱跑啊！你跑出去，如果丢失了哈，很麻烦啊，乖乖在家里哈，不要乱跑啊。”
So the daughter said to the mom, "Please stay at home and don't go away because you don't know the place, and I'm just worried you'll be lost."
哦，所以他白天就在那个小小的二十几平的房子里面哈，我说鸽子笼嘛哈，就关在里面。
So and during the daytime, she will stay in the apartment, which is like a small pigeonhole.
然后晚上呢？晚上夫妻下班回到家，包括孙子下课，再去课后辅导，回到家全部都九点多了。
So after and in the evening, well after the grandchildren finishing their after school care, plus the son-in-law and the daughter finish work, is about 9 o'clock.
所以他觉得，哇、哦，这种日子哦，没有办法，这么窄的空间把我关在这里，我、哦、又不是犯人、哦、不住了不住了，我要回乡下、哦、心胸比较开阔，这个隔壁邻居、哦、能够互动比较有趣味的生活比较趣味。
And I, so she decided to go back to her own house because it's in the countryside and she has better land, bigger land, plus that she can interact with other neighbors.
那留不住嘛，哈，所以她这个女儿就带她的妈妈到台北市有一个叫迪化街，哈，专门卖那个南北货的，哈，哇，买了两包的那个欧米茄啊，哈，让她的妈妈带回去啊。
So then the daughter accompanied her to Dihua Street in Taipei, and they bought some souvenirs home.
哎，然后把她妈妈哈、哦、哈、啊、这个带到台北车站哈、哦，然后带到月台说：“妈妈，就是这部车子哈、哦，记得哈、哦，它大概7:40就会到我们故乡的车站，你要记得下车哦，你不要坐过站哦。”
So then, she took the mom to the train station and showed her that this is the train to go to the hometown, and it's around 7:40 you will arrive home, and please remember to get down.
80岁的老奶奶说：“知道了，我走得了，我从故乡能够来到台北，从台北回到故乡，我不会啊。”
So then, this 85 years old grandma said to her, "I know the way to go back because I came from the same way."
那我现在描述她的情况，我会加上一些文学的想象空间哈。
And so now I will put some imaginations to enrich your view.
好，你看晚上差不多7:45车子到他故乡的啊这个车站。
So around 7:45, the train arrived at her hometown.
啊，那现在到站了之后哈、哦，背一个背包哈、哦，老人家80岁的背一个背包，两只手拿着他女儿跟他买的这个礼品啊，我们要给哈，然后在月台上哈。哦用100公尺的速度冲啊冲啊，跑得很快。
So this old grandmother with a big backpack plus two handful of souvenirs, and she ran about 100 meters speed on the platform.
那一样下车的哦, 有一些年轻人也看到哦, 哇, 跟他鼓掌啊。
So a lot of young people, 这么猛的阿嬷, a lot of people saw her running, and then they all clapping hands for her.
那有些人就跟他提醒啊, 阿嬷, 不要这样跑, 跌倒了就不得了啦。
And some young people remind her, that, oh, grandma, please do not run, because you may fall.
这个老奶奶讲说, 你不知道啦, 来不及啦, 来不及啦。
And then this old grandma told her that told this young people that oh no I'm late I'm late.
然后到了这个车站外面过了售票口到了车站外面。
And after the she went past the ticket station and she was outside of the train station.
计程车 taxi 赶快。
And then she yelled at the taxi driver and tell the taxi to come.
知道他的生活背景的人就觉得很讶异，为什么？因为这个阿嬷一个钱打24个结，你知道吗？ 就是要花他一块钱很困难啊，很节俭的一个老人家。
If you know the how this grandmother live, you will know she's a cheapskate.
都是坐公共汽车，现在出去就叫的计程车啊。
And in the
好像不一样啊。
So in the past she could only take a bus and she would never take a taxi.
这个计程车来的时候，他就跟他讲说，我家住在哪里，地主是哪里。
And then after she called taxi, and she told the taxi driver where her
address is. And
then she told the taxi driver, I had to be home at
7:55.
And the taxi driver told her that I can't make it before 7:55. I can probably drop you arrive at
8:05. 你不会闯红灯啊。
And then the old grandma said to the driver that why can't you run through the lights?
这个建设司机觉得怪怪的，闯红灯，那如果被警察抓了违规要罚钱呢？阿嬷说钱都算我的。
So then the taxi driver said, if I run through the lights and the police caught me, I'll be fine. And then the old grandma said, well, the fine is on me.
这个建设司机还在那边犹豫的时候，这个阿嬷跟他讲，有一条道路。 比较快，你走那条道路。计程车司机讲说不行啊，这个是单行道啊。阿嬷说你也可以走啊。
So then this old grandma told the taxi, I know it's a shortcut. There's a way that you can wave into it. And then the taxi driver said, but it's a one-way street. And then the grandmother said, doesn't matter.
那如果违规呢？违规你红单拿来给我，反正我家就在这里，也不会跑啊，对不对？我家就在这里嘛，地主你知道，主要是今天开的。 这一程度几点到几点的红灯，你都拿来给我，我帮你缴啊。So
then the taxi driver said, "If I would be fine if I got caught by the police, what would you do?" And then she said, "Just bring me all the fines that you had from this journey, and I'll pay for
it."好，那这个计程车司机还在那边犹豫的时候，这个阿嬷跟他讲：“给你两倍价钱呐！”啊，真的，这个人为财亡啊，绝对的啦，鸟为食亡啊，人呐，绝对因为钱财的缘故，连生命都可以不要。所以那个杀头生意有没有人做？ 有啊，赔本生意有没有人做？绝对没有了，对不对？So
then, old grandmother offered her twice the amount of the coffee, and then the taxi driver was willingly take it because no one want because it's a quite a big benefit.
所以这个计程车司机就横下心来说：“阿妈，请上车，安全带绑好，绑好哦。”
And so then the taxi driver told the grandma, "Welcome on board, sit on the car, and please remember to wear your seat belt."
然后车子开了就走了。
And then he start driving.
闯红灯，闯单行道。
And then he ran through all the lights. And then he tooting all the cars, tooting at all the cars.
我们这个老奶奶有信仰啊，哈利路亚主耶稣啊，哈利路亚，哈利路亚主耶稣。 沿路一直讲哈利路亚主耶稣，你保护啊。
And then she was scared, so even though it was in the car, she was crying out to the Lord and wanting the Lord to help.
这建车司机是拜拜的，阿弥陀佛，佛祖，佛祖，阿弥陀佛。 所以一个在后面喊哈利路亚，一个在前面喊阿弥陀佛。
And the taxi driver is being a Buddhist, and then he's calling out his God for help.
我们也不晓得是主耶稣保护还是佛祖显灵啊，反正车子平安顺利到达他家了。
I don't know who protected them, but they arrived safely to their place.
7:55
刚好。And it's 7:55.
阿妈就给他两倍的价钱，说零钱不用找啦，行李拿着就往家里冲了。
Yeah, so then the grandmother gave him the money and tell him to keep the change, and then she went straight home.
请问阿妈什么事情这么急
？And why was she so in such a hurry？
有没有想象空间
？Do you know why？
啊，什么事情那么急呀、啊？急到哇啊！
Why was she?
小朋友跟我讲说，他要尿尿啦，很急啦。
Why was she in such a haste? Why was she in such a hurry?
台湾车站都有洗手间，台湾的加油站也都可以使用，他都有这个洗手间，都要提供给民众使用的。
So、
没有急到那种程度、啊。
So it's not because she's desperate and having the urge to go to the toilet, because in Taiwan all the train stations have that toilet.
你知道这个阿妈回家第一件做什么事呢
？Do you know what did she do? And that the first thing when she arrived home.
打开电视
，She turned on the TV.
为什么
？Why is it？
因为台湾的连续剧都是8点上映。
Because all the soap operas in Taiwan, the drama was started at 8 o'clock sharp.
哦，好像比较出名的什么《夜市的人生》啊，哦，好像什么《流星蝴蝶剑》啊，这不是都是连续剧啊。
So these are the some famous Taiwanese soap operas that are quite attractive to the public.
那因为阿妈整天都在她女儿家就是一直看电视，就看电视，没地方跑嘛，看电视，看到晚上那个连续剧看上瘾了。
And then because the grandmother had nothing to do when she was staying at her daughter's place, so she watched the soap opera, the dramas every night, and now she's become highly addicted to the dramas.
今天没有看，她就睡不着啊，内心很惶恐啊，不晓得剧情怎么进行啊。
And if she missed out one episode, then she would be very, very worried, and then she wouldn't be able to follow the storyline.
哦，所以她为了达到能够看到今天的连续剧，哦，你看这个阿妈付出多少
？So in order to watch that nice episode for the soap opera, how much did she pay?
哦，月台可以用跑的，用冲的，哦，冒着这个跌倒骨头有断裂的危险。
So she was running on the platform when with a full load of luggages.
哦，可以教唆人家违背交通规则。
And she told the taxi driver to go against the law.
哎，而且可以愿意花钱，花再多的钱，只为了我能够达到看到今天的连续剧。
And she was willing to pay double in order to be able to make the time to watch the soap opera.
所以她那个回家，这个电视一开，哈，哈，她，哈。哎，刚好在唱主题曲呀、啊，哈、
so when she,
啊！太好了。
So when she turned on the TV, that was just the beginning of the show, and then so she made it.
哎，然后从8点看到10点，哎，她说美美的去洗个澡啊，躺在床上才可以睡觉。
So she watched from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock, and then she went for a shower, and then she can finally land on her own bed.
问题是那天晚上，主耶稣差派天使。在梦中来找他。
But then that night, God sent an angel to speak to her in her dream.
啊，这个天使问这个老奶奶三个问题。
So the angel asked the old grandma 3 questions.
好，第一个问题哈。
Number one.
从你家到教会要多久的时间
？How long does it take from your place to the church？
这个阿妈哈头低低的说。走路5分钟
so about,
走路5分钟就可以到。
So she answered to the angel that it's about 5 minutes walk.、
哦、天使跟她点头说、哎、回答得很诚实、哦、没有欺骗的成分在里面。
So the angel said to her, yep, that's a good answer, it's honest.
好，第二个问题。Honest.
Second question.、
哦、你都晚上8点聚会、哦、比如说我们这边是7:30聚会、哦、你都几点到教会？
So what time do you arrive church? If the service starts at 8 o'clock, what time do you arrive at the church?
那这个老奶奶说哈，我都迟到20分钟以上才到教会。
So
不是没有来聚会啊，有来啊，不是没有来啊。
So the grandmother answered the angel that I'm normally 20 minutes late. I was there, it's just I was late.
哦，天使又称赞他，真以色列人叫心中没有诡诈，就是这样。
So then the angel praised her and said, "You are genuine. You are true Israel."
好，第三个问题。
And the third question.
为什么要迟到20分钟才到教会
？Why are you late? Why are you so late? Why are you late for 20 minutes before you can go to the church?
哎呀，我老信徒啦，我信主70几年啦，啊，每次聚教会不都这样吗？讲台念经，底下翻不到圣经，打瞌睡嘛，对不对？哦，很累啊！啊，找这个第一次的祷告减免一下啊，去祷告冷气哦，冷气放着我再吹顿两下哦，然后喊唱诗哇，精神全部都来了哈、哦。那主耶稣，我有来聚会啊哈、哦， 帮我打出席哦。我有来聚会，不是没有来啊。
So yeah, as I'm an old believer, I knew the routine. So I arrived late and I missed out the first prayer session, and then I fell asleep when the aircon is quite comfortable. And then when the singing, hymn singing time, then I'll raise up and sing. And then that's it for me. And I did attend the service.
那么天使告诉他说，哈，哎，主耶稣叫我来念一段圣经的经文给你听，你。可能不能得救，可能不能得救。
So the angel said to her that I will now want you to read one Bible verse and you may not be saved.
念了启示录第三章的十六节，十五节十六节。
So then they read the book of Revelations chapter 3 verse 15 to 16.
启示录第三章十五节跟十六节。
Revelations chapter 3 verse 15 to 16.
信仰如果处在一个不冷不热，好像温水这样子的状态。
So if your faith stay in a lukewarm.
哦，说你有来聚会嘛？有了人有来了，哦， yeah. 人真的有来了，是迟到二十分钟吗？哦啊，聚会就打瞌睡嘛，心不在焉吗？
So yes, you did come to the church, and you were 20 minutes late, and you fell asleep in the service, and you did not listen, and then you were here, but physically you were here, but mentally you are not.
所以说你有来，对对啦，你有来啦。可是我们也可以讲啊，你没有来呀。
So yeah, physically you were here, but mentally and you were not present.
你只有一个身体出现在教会，其他什么都不见了。
So only your body is in the church, but nothing else.
哦，主耶稣不是告诉我们哈，我们敬拜神是用心灵和诚实敬拜神吗
？So the Jesus told us to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth.
哦，在约翰福音第四章的二十四节哈，电脑可以作业一下哈。
This is in Book of John chapter 4.
所以说你来，你又没来；说你没来，啊，你又有来，看到你的人，那到底你是有来还是没有来啊
？So you say you were here, but you were not here in spirit. Then, were you here or not here?
好，我要强调的是，对神你抱的什么态度啊
？So what I'm emphasizing here is what sort of attitude you are holding towards the Lord. You want to be blessed.
好，你希望我当我碰到困难的时候，神能够拉我一把。
You want to be helped when you are in hardship.
好，你期待人生的路走到最后能够进入永生的国度。
And you are hoping that in the future, when towards the end of your life, you can enter the heavenly kingdom.
但现在从我们下午的讲到，我要请大家思考的是，你现在对神抱什么样的信仰态度
？But this afternoon, what I'm asking Can you to ponder upon this? What sort of attitude towards faith that you hold?
这些信仰态度决定神要不要给你恩典呢、啊？不是我信主三十年就一定能够得到恩典呢、啊？我八十年比你久，我当然更有资格得到你的恩典呢、啊？不是这样。
So it's not that how long you believe in Jesus that determines how much blessings you will receive, but on the other hand, it's your attitude, and that's what it counts.
所以我们神对乌撒不满意，是因为他的信仰生活态度太随便。
And then that doesn't
really. 不知道神珍惜。
So that the reason why Uzzah was punished because he had a really easy and casual attitude towards the faith.
那这种情形好像什么？我们在疫情期间，我们教会不是说停止聚会吗？全部都线上聚会，对不对？好，有一些信徒回不来了，对不对？
So during the 3 years of pandemic, a lot of churches were having services online, and after the pandemic, a lot of believers are still not returned.
当然，线上聚会哈，有很多选择了哈，看到林三伟不满意，我转王明昌的；看到王明昌讲道不满意，我转赵明阳的，对不对？我可以选择啊。在家里面穿短裤，躺在沙发上，还可以喝果汁。我在聚会啊，有啊。今天讲什么我知道啊。那整个信仰的敬虔度全部都下降，这个是他的不利点啊，不好的地方啊。
So the disadvantage of attending services online is when you do not have the attitude of reverence, and you may be changing channels because you may not like the sermonizer, and then but that's not a good attitude.
所以请大家哈，要把对神该有的敬虔、敬畏那样子的一个信仰的热忱，全部回归到跟起初的时候一样。
So please remember to return to the original stage of your faith and having the same to be zealous and to be fervent like you when you were before.
不要对神草率了哈。
And do not having a very casual and easy attitude towards the.
一起来唱赞美诗452首。
Let us rise up and sing hymn 152.